You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
With me, I've got an educator, a communications specialist, and a social media manager, Dawn Marie Alexander. Hello, Dawn, and welcome to Freedom. How are you?
Hi, I'm all right. How are you today?
Go closer to the mic for me. Can so we go, oh, come around some more. On like boiled corn. So, right. Welcome to the Overdrive with Carrie V, right? And nice having you here.
Oh, how was your day today? Here. It was actually pretty good today.
Yeah, all right. I mean, sigh. But today is Friday and we have you here because, listen, social media is a big thing, right? So, what do you think about that? Is it a big thing or is it like a big thing?
It's a big thing. It's a part of everybody's life right now. Everybody and their mother is on social media. In some form or fashion, whether it be WhatsApp, social media, WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, all of these platforms, everybody's there. So it is a big thing. Everybody is kind of using that to get their information, get their news.
Definitely. You know? Right, yeah. So Dawn, let's get straight into it. For someone who didn't really grow up with the internet or social media, what exactly is social media literacy in simple terms? Because we do have persons listening right now, you know, over the age. I'm not one of them. Maybe I look so at times, but not today. But, you know, they only have a basic understanding of it. So what is really social media literacy in the most simplest forms?
Okay. Well, just like it is to be literate, to be able to read, to be able to comprehend what it is you're reading, that is what social media literacy is. It's being able to see the information, pick out the information, and know what is real from what is fake.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because, as I say, real from what is fake. You know, we have our next bazunga in the middle of that whole thing. Yeah. I don't just make up words, I think. And people kind of understand what I mean. So, we have a little peanut butter and jam in the middle there. Yeah. Now, should I say now growing or getting more prevalent? Which one? AI.
And that's what we're talking about. Prevalent, no, because it's been around. It's been around for a couple of years now.
Oh, because there's a difference. Sometimes we don't know what's real and what's fake.
Yeah, it's getting very convincing now.
True. So let's get back into the social media literacy. Now, many older folks, as I've mentioned before, you know, they feel left behind at times by technology. So where should they even begin with social media today? Where should they start?
It depends on what you're looking for. It depends on what it is you want to achieve from social media.
Some persons, we want to achieve?
Yes, no, that's the thing. Social media, everything has a goal, right? But what I'm referring to is that social media has different purposes. Facebook, Instagram, it's a lot more aesthetic in terms of being able to have the information there for you to read, to have, to be able to purchase as well. Like if it is you're looking to buy something or purchase a product or get a service. That's what social media, well, Facebook, Instagram, Meta mainly is for. That's what you would be using that for. As opposed to if you were using something like WhatsApp, that's more to actually contact persons, individuals, actually communicate. So in terms of understanding where you want to be with social media or what you want to get out of social media, it all depends on you and what it is you're looking for as an individual.
Nice. Now, based on you educating persons, based on your background, your skill, why do you think, or give me your thoughts on why more senior persons are more or less avoiding social media to an extent? Is that a thing?
Yes. I feel like it's because it's something that the young persons were exposed to initially. So, of course, they see it as something that isn't as important or something that is probably a waste of time.
Or bad?
In a sense, yes. Or bad. Yeah, they're looking at it in a sense that this is probably not bringing any growth. It's not bringing any kind of productivity to the individual. So that's probably why they look at it in that way. But a lot of old people now actually use what? But a lot of senior persons now are actually on social media, mainly Facebook, Instagram, and they're using
the WhatsApp groups?
Yeah, the WhatsApp
groups. Yeah, like the picture messages, good morning and good afternoon. If you know that, I don't know. I don't understand. How we could stop that?
Forwarded many times.
Yeah, but and I'm sure you've seen that in the WhatsApp chat.
Yeah.
Guys, get into the conversation. I know you have a question for Dawn. And if you're now joining us, 42 minutes after 3 on this fantastic Fatty Friday. What's going on, guys? Listen, we're talking about social media literacy. Not just any kind of literacy, because here we're the thing, right? Here was the thing. Social media is it. Whether we like it or not, whether we want to accept it or not, So send me those messages on WhatsApp, 306-1065. And of course, we will be taking your calls. So, yep, the lines are open, 625-2257 or 627-3223. Social media literacy with Dawn Marie Alexander. Oh, yeah. Let's get back into it. In a short while, we are going to take a really quick break. But you know what? We're here for about 3 more minutes before that. So let me talk about safety and trust, Dawn. Because listen, I don't really trust certain things on social media, you know.
You shouldn't. And, you should not.
But true. And I can't really tell the difference. And as you mentioned, there's a thin line between real and not real, yeah? Mm. So how can seniors or persons who are not really familiar with social media, how can they tell the difference between real news and fake news online?
All right. First thing that you have to pay attention to is the profile that this information is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so most times if a post is on social media, it comes from a profile or an account, right? So in looking at something like that, you first look at the credibility of this account. If it comes from persons like Guardian or CNC3, you know it comes from viable sources.
Right.
As opposed to if it comes from Jeremy's mom or Josh's mom. You know, you're seeing these posts on social media, some people repost it and things, they may change up the narrative. So you need to ensure that the person or the account that you're getting the information from is viable. That's the first thing when it comes to social media literacy. You want to then look at the information that is being provided. Is it actually relevant to what's going on right now? You know, you may see certain things on social media about things that happened 2 years ago, 3 years ago, that's now coming back up and you're like, oh, this is what's happening right now. So you have to be able to read, actually pay attention to the language that's being used, pay attention to the accounts that are posting these things to get the information that you actually are looking for.
Oh, I love that. And guys, I know you understand what we're talking about, because I know you've seen something that was posted about 5 years ago and you say, but wait now, this true? I never see this on the news, you know? Yes, I'm talking about you. You know what I'm talking about. Because that happens. And let me say, I fell victim to that. Not now. But a few years ago, I would have seen an article. And I was like, what? This happening in Port of Spain? When I look, it happened since 2016. But the thing is, it's very difficult because, I mean, if it comes up on my social media page as now, how come? How come it came up today? Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about that?
Okay, so that usually either happens from person posting later news, or it could actually be the algorithm. Now, the algorithm is a very complicated thing. Honestly, people pay me to let them know about that. So that's something I wouldn't give too much details about. But the algorithm is something that is ever-changing on social media in terms of the type of content that will continue to show up on your page, the things that you're interested in that will show up on your page.
Yeah. So, guys, it's just about 3:45. And if you're not joining us, Freedom 106.5 FM, Carrie V. I'm here in your company going all the way to 6 p.m. It is the Overdrive. We're going to take a quick one. We are here with Dawn Marie Alexander, and we're talking about social media literacy and especially AI and content creation. Because listen, it have a little bacchanal and confusion with that. And of course, only on Freedom 106.5 FM and specifically my show. Because I have a little bacchanal. Oh, gosh. I say one of these days, they go, hey, come out from in this studio. But stick and stay. We are going to be back with so much more, because what I want to talk about some more is the trust and algorithms. So hang tight. We'll be right back.
For generations, we've been serving you, giving you the best for less. That's what we do. Friendly faces, fresh foods on every aisle. At JTA Supermarkets, you are sure to smile.
The best prices each day.
Come to JTA.
You'll feel like family.
Here at JTA.
You're safe and happily.
When you're at JTA.
There's more in store today.
It's all at JTA. Whoa.
At JTA.
JTA Supermarkets. Your total bill always costs less at JTA.
Go big, go digital, go everywhere with the Big Board Company. With 15 high-impact digital billboard locations across the country, the Big Board Company puts your brand where it belongs. front and center with state-of-the-art LED screens in the most high-traffic areas across the country, you are guaranteed to be seen, get flexible scheduling, real-time updates, and the most eye-catching and dynamic visuals. With free artwork from local businesses to national brands, we bring reach and visibility like nobody else does. 15 locations, endless possibilities. Advertise with the Big Board Company and get that Big Board impact. Call 723-9595 for more information.
Ready to engineer your future? Be part of the Transformative Technical Conference. Join the Association of Professional Engineers of Trinidad and Tobago for the Technical Conference 2026, happening Tuesday, May 12th and Wednesday, 13th at the Hyatt Regency. This is where innovation meets action. From green energy to AI and digital transformation, discover cutting-edge solutions shaping our Caribbean future. Hear from leading international, regional, and local experts with over 20 dynamic presentations. This is your chance to connect, learn, and lead. Engineers, students, professionals, this is your space. ARPET Technical Conference 2026. Sustainable, smart, and resilient. Register now. Be inspired. Be informed. Be part of the solution. Visit www.atc2026.org.
She is fun and engaging. It's Carrie V on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind.
Hey guys, welcome back. Freedom 106.5 FM. Carrie V is here. How many company? 306-1065. That's my WhatsApp line. Send me a message, send me a voice. No, don't send me no forwarded many times thing. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Yeah, I don't understand.
Good morning, good night.
Right,
oh, prayer for the sick. Oh gosh.
So guys, we're here with Dawn Marie Alexander. She is an educator, a communication specialist, and a social media manager. And we are talking about social media literacy / AI in content creation, and we're going to touch on that. But before we continue and talk about AI, because that is a big thing, yeah? Mm-hmm. I want to talk about, you know, some of the biggest scams on social media and how it targets people on different platforms like Facebook, WhatsApp, and even Instagram. Like, what are some of them? What can someone look out for to say, well, hey, this is a scam? What to do?
Once again, the accounts, the profile that is coming from, it has to be someone viable. It has to be someone that is trusted. The platform needs to be trusted.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you need to look at the language that's being used. You could see bias sometimes. You could see when things are supposed to be leading towards showing things in a negative light,
mm-hmm.
probably things in a more positive light than it should be. Those yeah. are the things that you're looking at. The bias language, the kind of things that you're seeing in terms of the images that are being put out. Some of them could be developed by AI. Those kinds of things usually do manipulate the public.
Oh, you know? Gotcha. Thanks so much. Yeah. Now, we're just about 10 minutes away from 4. We do have a phone call, so yeah, let's take it. Let's hear what they have to say. Yellow, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Me again.
How you doing?
It's from Long Circle.
Long Circle is in the house. What's up? Talk to us.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out what is this really, if you could find out this for me.
Yeah,
what
she's
is
hearing
really
you.
Going on, what is really going on with WASA?
What?
Call WASA telling
you. All right, lover, just now wait. Pause for our calls. We ain't talking about WASA right now. We're talking about social media. Yeah. We're talking about social media literacy. So here's what, love. You'll call me back after the 4 p.m. news headlines, all right? We are in this interview, Social Media Literacy, with Dawn Marie Alexander. So let's just continue, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me touch on AI.
Right.
But before we touch on AI, I have a listener here. Todd is locked on from St. Cloud, Florida. Todd says, Carrie V, good afternoon to you. I am a senior, and I act as the young and restless youth and bad to the bone. You know how old Todd is? Todd, can I say your age online? Todd could be my great grandfather. Thank you so much, Todd, for your message. Let's get another call. The lines are ringing. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi.
I'm calling from Louisiana, just trying to find out what's really going on with WhatsApp.
I listen, lover, hear me. What are you talking about, WhatsApp? They the radio station, girl. What's going on with you? How are you going? What's going on with WhatsApp? Call me back. I don't understand. Is this how WhatsApp line? Mommy, you probably mix up the numbers. You probably may say, and that is something else as well, you know. But let's get back into AI and content creation. A lot of seniors, a lot of even juniors as well, because not much of us really understand what AI is. I mean, we hear it, we see it, we see the pictures, we see the, you know, I know ChatGPT has this thing now where type, you know, what you want to be, so a whole image is going to come up in a cartoon form. Now, a lot of us are hearing about AI. What exactly is AI, and how is it showing up in everyday social media?
Right, so AI, of course, is artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. There are multiple platforms that develop these systems, right? Mm-hmm. So the main one that we know right now is OpenAI, which develops ChatGPT. And it is something that people see as, how to describe it? Almost like something that you could rely on. Mm-hmm. Almost like a tool.
Is it like an advanced Google?
Yes, it is an advanced Google because it gives you exactly the answer that you need to get, mm-hmm. as refined as it needs to be. It could refine as a goal. It could find information for you online. Mm-hmm. It has developed to the point where you could basically get all your answers, albeit sometimes not accurate, from ChatGPT.
Oh, because I thought ChatGPT was the all-knowing
everything. No, it actually learns. It learns from you. It learns from the individual that uses it. It becomes a lot more intelligent over time based on the prompts that you give it and the information that it has to seek.
Mm.
So it is something that is ever evolving.
Gotcha. Thank you so much for sharing that. And the reason why I said what I said is because a lot of people who do not understand AI specifically, you know, they think that ChatGPT is the all-knowing universal studios something, and they will just say, all right, whatever ChatGPT tell them, that's it.
Well, now when ChatGPT first came out, people saw it as a tool, something that you could use to do your homework, to get work from, to get research for, all of these different things, and eventually became so embedded into society, so embedded into our everyday life that it's now to a point where people kind of are very reliant on it in terms of having to use it to write as things as simple as a message.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like somebody's birthday coming up, write me a happy birthday message to someone. Make it sincere, you know?
Really?
So yes, people are actually becoming very reliant on social media, on AI. Not only because it's so convenient, but it's because, you know, it's
something
that
we're getting lazy?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I was hoping that you said no.
No, why would I? I mean, it is what it is, freedom.
It is.
You know?
So. I gotcha. Thanks so much for that. Look, you see, I got a forwarded many times message. Let me say good afternoon, good afternoon to Mel. You see, I just block people for this, you know, Mel. I do. But let me say, for the caller who called earlier, the mommy, who talking about WhatsApp? Call 800-5325. That's 800-5325. Call WhatsApp, find out what is really going on. Let me say good afternoon, going out to Riaz. He sent us a message. Gary V, can AI and technology replace the human touch in a customer service environment? Where you get that from? AI or? That sounds like it come from ChatGPT. What do you think? Can you answer that question really quickly?
No. You can implement it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that it's not possible to implement it into different organizations. It's easy to do because it's technologically advanced and you could probably use it for very basic interactions. But nothing beats human touch. Nothing beats a human interaction. So having someone there to speak to, having someone there to interact with, is definitely something that is like, you can't take that for granted.
Definitely. You know? I gotcha. Thank you so much for that. And guys, it's just about 4 minutes away from the top. Ria say Kari V. I did not say Kari V. I say Caramel V. Kill the bacchanal and confusion. It's with that whole caramel thing. I like to preserve my caramel. I'm not going out in no sun. I'm not going, right? So that's why he said that. So I know we do have a few minutes away from the top. Another thing. Are things like AI-generated photos and even videos something that we should be worried about?
Yes.
Yes? Wow, you said that quick, boy.
I mean, think about it, right? Let's say some bad mind person decides.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take a photo of you and put it into AI. With your generated your
we
face.
Have seen it.
Yes,
we have seen it.
It generated image. Put this person in a bar, drinking a beer in the work uniform.
Right.
You could see the issues there. So it causes that manipulative aspect where you're not too sure where this information is coming from. You're not too sure if it's accurate.
Right.
You know, so people could take an image and they could go generate it elsewhere, especially if they're paying money for a more advanced AI system.
Oh, okay. You know? Okay.
Because when they're using something like that, it could be borderline realistic. Almost you could look at the picture and think it's real.
It's real. Because yeah. I remember even last year, we have been seeing all sorts of different images and videos of politicians.
Yes.
And this one here, and sometimes it's scary to me because how do we know what's real? And if it's scary for me and I kind of have an idea of how to use it, what does it leave for our senior citizens to be thinking
it's
and feeling?
True. Actually, I think it was earlier last year, closer to the election time, when I was right back here on Freedom, speaking about the use of social media for political campaigns right now. Mm-hmm. And you can see that persons were using AI to manipulate the public in terms of taking a particular side and painting a different picture of other political parties. So it is something that is becoming very dangerous, mainly because persons aren't, once again, social media literate enough to pick up on these things.
Oh, gotcha. Now, someone asked for your contact. I'm going to send it here in a short while, right? But let me see if I can get this one from Surreal really, really quickly, because we're just about a minute and a half away from the top. Don't forget, we do have our 4 p.m. news headlines courtesy Bagwin Sings Hardware. Let's hear from Surreal. She's locked on. She sent us a voice note.
Karine, hey, Surreal. To you and your guests. I say, this is my opinion. AI is NI, natural intelligence. It takes natural intelligence to program the AI.
Artificial intelligence.
Because AI focuses on analyzing data, helping in problem solving, etc., etc. And all that information came from NI, natural intelligence.
You might be onto something there, in a Surreal, but stick a pin there, Dawn. We are going to be coming back.
She is a
social media manager, a communication specialist. Today we are talking about social media literacy and AI in content creation. So welcome back, Dawn.
Hi.
Nice to have you here with us. So let me get back into that conversation surrounding AI, because it had plenty of confusion and back and out with it.
All right.
Would you agree? In terms of AI-generated photos and videos, is that something that we should be worried about?
Yes.
As you mentioned before,
it is something to be worried about.
Yeah. So how can we notice if a video or if an image is fake?
Now, that's the thing, right? It is becoming increasingly harder every week, every month, to tell when things are fake. At first, when AI was generating images, it would have just been, okay, well, look at the hands. Some hands have 6 fingers. Some hands have 7 fingers. That's how you could pick it out.
Right.
The other things you would have been able to tell by facial expression, like the changes in the environment, all of these different things, the transitions, all of those things showing up. But now, because AI is becoming a lot more advanced, it's very, very hard to actually pick out what is fake from what is real now.
So would you admit, and based on your qualifications, your experience, dealing with social media, AI, would you say that AI is making social media more dangerous or more helpful?
A lot more dangerous.
AI is
making social media dangerous, mainly because you can't tell what is real from what is fake now. Information is becoming a lot more malleable. It's becoming a lot more manipulative. You can manipulate information a lot easier now because AI is around. Before, it was a lot harder. But
this time, it's more or less evolving. Can we call it that?
Yes.
Yeah,
it is evolving, yes.
Gotcha. Thank you so much. And guys, get into the conversation. 625-2257 or 627-3223. Send us a message on WhatsApp, 306-1065. Do you have any questions on social media literacy? This is the time, because what I want to chat about now, Dawn, is we want to talk about everyday use and more or less practical benefits. As I've mentioned earlier, a lot of people do not understand how to use social media, and even looking at an image or a video and saying, this is AI created. But before we head there, let's take a phone call, 625-2257. Oh, 6273223. Let's check on line one. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
It's only me.
The fastest
one. I'm on my one this evening. I'll be on line two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, listen to the social media thing and the posts and so on. But yeah, at the end of the day, life is, you need to manage life. I don't like life manager. A lot of people in social media manage them because they're going on the hours and hours. That thing kind of really addictive. Mm. Because you know it's a one activity to the next. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, you need to constructively be managed. Like what happened there, you end up overloading your system, overloading your eyesight, your brain, everything. Kind of, you know, that happened our society dysfunction. Like, yeah, dysfunction, people because it's an addiction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Innocent addiction.
Innocent addiction.
Is only something that, you know, like, certain things can get addiction, but anything can become an addiction.
I got you.
Once you don't know how to manage it, so.
I got you.
Social media need to be managed. And at the end of the day, it's really the WhatsApp very useful, you know. Nice, sometimes you need some messages, somebody can send you a message,
yeah.
Send you a picture and thing, but at the end of the day, you need to really manage. But our society, it has overrun the whole society.
I got you, buddy. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for your call, Fast Track, and you're absolutely right. I saw Dawn agreeing with what you said. Let's talk about being addicted to social media or even being addicted to social media. Yeah. Is it an addiction? Do you think so?
Yeah, no. The thing is, the platform can become addictive. And I'm saying that it is a very prominent or common addiction right now.
Mm.
But people are definitely becoming dependent on social media. Not only because, you know, it's easy and accessible, but because it feeds that dopamine factor, you know. Like it actually feeds into feeling comfortable, feeling gratified. You know, you're getting that release.
Right. Yeah. I gotcha. Thank you so much for sharing that and clearing it up. No, guys, don't get addicted to social media. Am I addicted to social media? You know how to ask myself that question. Are you addicted to social media?
Well, I wouldn't call it an addiction. It's my job.
It's your job.
So if you're ever looking to get away from managing social media.
All right. Hint, wink, wink. So let's get back into it. Dawn, how can seniors use social media to stay connected without feeling overwhelmed? Because it's the amount of information we see all the time.
It's true. What you could do is try to use social media mainly for the form of communication with persons that you want to stay connected with, rather than scrolling through the post or the explore page where there's like a onslaught of information that you cannot process at one time. Now, that's the thing when it comes to social media. You have to be prepared or at least mentally capable to handle the amount of information that you're getting on a regular basis.
Mm.
You know, just like how when you can't play mass, you can't play powder, right? So
right,
in the same
right.
situation, in terms of if you join the platform, you have to be able to face the consequences. You have to be able to handle, you know, the onslaught of information that is coming to you at a time.
Mm.
You now have to be responsible as an individual to figure out, okay, this is the type of things that I want to be exposed to on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. This is the type of information that I want to be available to.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, the other things, stay away from me. Start clicking.
I am seeing here, people are saying, Carrie V, I'm addicted. Carrie V, I'm addicted to social media. Someone say her mother works late hours, but she's addicted to social media. What is going on here? Let's take a phone call. 625-2257 or 6273-223. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, hello, good afternoon.
Hi.
To me, the problem with social media is children don't want to read again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't read books. And like I give a gift as a book for Christmas to tell me boring. Yeah. And that, apart from that, the problem of health. Yes, you know, children are getting to exercise and they're only flicking on the phone and this kind of thing. I feel we could end up having a whole society of obese and diabetes.
Dependent on social media. Probably. Huh? I said dependent on
the addiction. It is so addictive that you will want to sit down the whole day and just, you know what I mean?
And that actually happens.
Yeah.
Sure. I remember when I was a young man. I was 63 years. I was a young man.
That was yesterday, man. Don't worry.
I used to go about catching, you know, I was outside pitching marble and the old stuff people know about.
Yeah.
I just hardly see children flying kites.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big fly kite flying season and down by me see a kite fly. And I said, but where are you going? What is you?
Yeah, the inside. Thanks so much. Thanks so much. Because listen, call, and thank you so much for sharing that. And you're absolutely right. Because now, what do children or teenagers get for, let's say, a Christmas present, a birthday present, or just because? You feel them getting any skipping rope? Mm-mm. You feel they're getting any kite? You know what they're getting? A device.
Yeah.
They are getting a device. So, Dawn, I want you to tell us, what are your top three do's and don'ts for senior persons online or for accessing social media? What are your three top do's and don'ts? What should you do?
Okay. Do, ensure that you follow only the platforms that you want to engage with, the things that you want to see on a regular basis. That might be news. That might be your family. You wouldn't follow, like, friends. Mm-hmm. Those kinds of people are the things that you want to see on a daily basis just to catch up and things like that. Don't follow persons or things that you're not sure about, viable, well, sources that are not viable, as I was mentioning before.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of quote-unquote news profiles now, news accounts that are giving information about things that are happening in Trinidad, locally, regionally, internationally, and this information is usually not very accurate and it cannot be confirmed from any viable source. So you want to avoid any kind of profiles like that, things that usually have a lot of, like, controversial information, bacchanal, if you will, and you want to stay away from things like that. Well, elderly persons as well, stay away from any kind of, like, prompts, any kind of call to actions with regards to messaging other persons, reaching out to individuals you're not sure about, buying any kind of good or services from things that you're not sure about, because AI once again is coming up.
You're seeing that things
are coming up. There are some instances where you might see a very good looking old lady, a very good looking old man on your screen telling you, you know, I'm lonely.
Hey, you know, I have seen that, you know, it dating for seniors or something like that. Yes, I was like, bro, what?
I see these AI posts and I see, you know, my grandma could see this. I want to make sure she can't see this.
I gotcha. Thank you so much for sharing that. 26 minutes after 4. Now, I know we do have to wrap up our interview in a short while, but I need to ask you two things. You know, if you could give one piece of advice to every senior citizen or every older folk, someone who uses social media daily, what would it be? One piece of advice.
And I'll say what I always say when I speak about social media. The biggest piece of advice I could give is to always be skeptical.
Always be skeptical.
Be skeptical of the information that you're seeing. Be skeptical of the profiles, the accounts that you're coming across. Everything you see, question it. Don't immediately take it for what it is. Where this is coming from? Who say this? This information true? Ask yourself those questions before you actually engage and take something for what it is.
I got you. Thank you so much. I have one from Christy here. Christy is locked in. Christy said, Carrie V, tell that lady. Okay, all right, not that one. Carrie V, my 7-year-old niece is hooked on her tablet as soon as she reaches from school till hours of the night. Her mother works late hours and she seems addicted. And I know some parents use devices as a way that they could get a little breezer. So thank you so much for sharing that, Christy. Let me see another message here saying good afternoon, going out to Lydia. She's here. Okay, let me just stick up in there. Let me say good afternoon, going out to Ramesh, and be having a call. So yeah, let's see who's there. Hello, good afternoon. Hi, Michael Jackson. This
how
is
you
Michael.
How you doing?
I good, Michael.
I called Dr. Ross yesterday, again, man.
Yeah. Here it is, Michael Jackson. Yeah. You have a social media account? You on Facebook and thing?
No.
I
am on TikTok.
Is the same social media? So that's what we're talking about today.
Yeah, but you don't see me on TikTok?
No, I ain't see you. You had to give me your handles. Not yet. I will send my message.
No, listen, my fools. If I get your number, I can send it for you directly.
Brother, man, why I giving you my number for? Look, Michael, I'm going with that one. Well, I tell you, I only have burner phones. What you doing? I had the kind of phones where you just use your finger and turn like this. So we ain't had that kind of number here. What's going on with you, Michael Jackson? Listen, anyway. That was Michael Jackson. He calls all the time. Big up yourself for the Michael Jackson. Same way. Another call we are getting. Michael Jackson, I can't take your call again. We have to wrap up this interview, all right? The last question, Dawn Marie. Is social media a tool for empowerment or a risk we still don't fully understand?
No, that's a hard question.
It's a hard question.
Yeah, because I kind of on the fence with that. But if I was to take a side, if I had to take a side, it is a tool.
It's a tool.
It is a tool.
Empowerment.
It is a tool for empowerment, yes, because social media could be used for so many different reasons. Social media could be used to promote your business. It could be used to promote your brand. It could be used to even build awareness in the sense that if you have any kind of like motion that you're pushing, mm-hmm. you could use that platform to do this. You could use it to get help.
What?
You know, so there's so many positive aspects when it comes to social media and social media platforms that it's hard to say that's a risk. But it's still, just like everything, it has its risk. It does pose different risks with regards to people becoming very reliant on it, to persons becoming not skeptical in a sense, of becoming very ignorant to information.
I gotcha. Yeah. 4:30, guys, that's the time. And this is where we'll wrap up today's conversation with Dawn Marie Alexander. As we are talking, we were speaking about social media literacy, and AI in content creation. Yeah? Thank you so much for sharing with us. But before we go, give us your social media handles. Let's find you. Let's find out more because you are an educator, yeah? Mm-hmm. I love it.
So if it is you're looking to work with me with regards to social media, content creation, and branding, you can find me on Instagram at dma.consulting. If you're looking for English help, anything to do with communication, you could also reach me on Instagram or TikTok at missdawn.tt.
Missdawn.tt. We outside. So, Dawn, I want to thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, we'll have you here again.
Thank you for having me.
Stick and stay for that. Have a good one and enjoy your weekend.
You as well.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.